We got John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle and Kipling back on the horn for our second outdoor report. Thanks for more of your time, John. Let's jump right into the fishing reports. We got the last couple of days of walleye and pike here now. So let's start in the upper bay and move south. Let's talk walleye since that's the big thing going into the last couple of days here. What's crack-a-lacking with those marble eyes?
I'll tell you what, the last couple of days I've been getting real good reports and seeing some real nice pictures of real dandy and some nice eaters being caught off center reef and third reef up at the head of the bay. They're catching them from 8 foot down to 30 foot. And tip-ups with 5 to 7 inch suckers have been working the best. And then jigging, anything with purple in it has been working the best, whether it be a shiver minnow by moonshine or a jigging wrap.
All right. Let's move to the perch then, because I heard that they were getting lots of perch at certain times of the day, and then it was like the dead sea, or you were marking fish, but you couldn't get them to bite.
Yes, and it's still like that on the perch. They've been mornings, and then from 1:30 until 3, that window, they've been hammering some real nice ones, a lot of little ones mixed in too, but if you don't hit the right time, they'll come up, look at it, and just swim off.
Yeah.
Guys are trying everything, wigglers, minnow heads, and they're getting more on the minnow heads than they are on the wigglers right now. So
that's interesting. And I assume you're talking upper bay specifically, because that's where my reports came from.
Yes, upper bay specifically.
What about south of the Narrows there, you know, off McDonald's and those spots where there are perch out there to be had?
Yes, there are. I've been getting a few reports down there that they're, off the beach house in Gladstone, still getting some. No huge numbers, but they're getting some real nice ones. And the mouth of the Escanaba, friend was out there yesterday, and he ended up with 17 nice ones. So they're out there. You just got to work for them.
And still minnow heads down there, just like the wigglers aren't working as well in the upper bay?
Yes, he's been using minnow heads, and then he'll get some fish where he puts a full 3-inch minnow on. He's catching some real nice perch that way.
Oh. Well, that's a good tip right there. All right, John, thank you so much. Let's have a good last couple of days of walleye and pike season, and we'll be talking to you about perch from here on out now until ice out, I guess.
That sounds good, Adam.
John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling, hooking us up with a really good little bait and knock ice fishing report on The Outdoor Show.